France has sent 1,600 troops to the Central African Republic to quell religious violence between Muslims and Christians. The deployment comes just 10 months after Paris sent 4,000 soldiers to Mali after Islamist forces took over much of the north of the country. France's willingness to intervene in African conflicts is in its self-interest, says David Cadier of the London School of Economics Ideas Policy Institute.
We don't want an Afghanistan in Africa. If you have no government, you have no security guarantees that you won't let terrorist groups install bases, training camps in Africa, in Central Africa, in Northern Africa, in other words, at the gate of Europe and of France in particular.
France's increasingly assertive role in global security contrasts with its neighbour and ally, Britain. Last August, Britain shocked its allies after Parliament voted against taking part in any military strikes on Syria, following claims that President Assad had used chemical weapons. In a speech last month, General Sir Nicholas Houghton, the head of Britain's armed forces, said his country had become sceptical about projecting force around the world.
I have recently observed with some admiration the relative ability of French forces to operate with a mindset of aggressive risk management. We must be careful as a society and as a professional military not to lose our courageous instinct, since it is one of the things which keeps us for the moment in a class apart.
Britain was the United States' main ally in the 2003 invasion of Iraq, a war that was deeply unpopular at home. At the end of this year, British troops will complete their withdrawal from Afghanistan after 13 years of fighting and nearly 450 fatalities. Polls show the public remains sceptical of what has been achieved, with British commanders warning the Taliban are poised to regain territory after NATO troops leave. Those conflicts, together with military spending cuts, have left Britain fatigued by foreign intervention, says David Cadier.
What is happening is a growing reluctance in terms of accepting risks and casualties. And France is somehow frustrated by the lack of strategic support on the part of the Europeans.
In a speech last September, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said France would adapt to changing strategic challenges.
Dans ce monde, la France, je l'ai dit, restera un acteur global.
In this world, France will remain a global player, provided that we manage to regain our economic margin and competitiveness. We will remain a power of influence.
But 1 month into France's deployment in the Central African Republic, polls show support among the French public is falling fast, down from 51% in December to 41% this week. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.